Hello, this is Pastor Dan Haugen of Prince of Peace Lutheran Church in Portland, Oregon, and this is your Daily Dose. Our word for today is fullness. When we look back at the life of Christ, we immediately think of his wisdom, his kindness, and his mercy. With each day, he reinforced these traits within himself and within those who followed him. Each of these attributes saw their greatest glory within the man Jesus Christ. But what we often overlook in our thoughts is the fullness of Christ. It's easy to imagine his life from an earthly aspect because that's what we know. It's harder to form in our minds a picture of Jesus as God, creator, and ruler over all. In his description of Jesus to the people of Colossae, Paul paints a picture of someone who is much more than simply a mortal bearing wisdom, kindness, and mercy. He tells them first in Colossians 1:15-20 that he is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation, for by him all things were created in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities. All things were created through him and for him, and he is before all things, and in him all things hold together. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in everything he might be preeminent. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of the cross. Paul knew it wasn't enough to describe Jesus as a man who worked miracles, because that wouldn't bring to light his fullness. Paul wanted the Colossians to see that Christ was indeed the promised Messiah, the very Son of God. He wanted them to understand that his wisdom, kindness, and mercy were greater in scale than anything man could muster. To Paul, it was important they appreciated the immensity of his being. That's why Paul goes on to say in Colossians 2:9-10, "For in him all the fullness of deity dwells in bodily form, and in him you have been made complete, and he is the head over all rule and authority." I want you to notice something in these words. Paul is saying that because of Jesus, all the fullness of deity dwells. We have also been granted fullness, been made complete under him. Because Christ, in his godliness, loved us enough to become the perfect sacrifice, something only a perfect God could do, we have attained completion, fullness by faith. For from his fullness we have all received grace upon grace, John 1:16. That fullness that has been granted to us through faith affects every aspect of life. Psalm 16:11 reminds us, "You, God, make known to me the path of life. In your presence there is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore." Because Christ came with all the fullness of God to make right that which had been previously led to destruction, we now have greater opportunity for joy because we have a larger chance to find pleasure in something greater than ourselves. Of course, to realize this fullness under Christ, we have to trust in him to lead our lives. We have to be willing to lay down the anger we have held so closely. We must make ourselves ready for repentance and God's forgiveness, even for those things we have trouble forgiving ourselves for. To find our fullness under Christ is to depend on the things of Christ, to live our lives in a Christ-like way, to express the kind of wisdom, kindness, and mercy that Jesus modeled so successfully. It is there for all who reach for it, but it must be strived for. It is God's greatest desire that you find your fullness in him, and he has given us all the tools necessary to make that happen. Through his Son's most unselfish sacrifice, he has released from us the burdens of sin and death. Through his word, he grants us guidance through his Holy Spirit. Through his love, he gives us hope. All the fullness of God is with you. Grant yourself the joy and pleasure of his company and guidance so that his fullness may be yours. Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, thank you for your Son and all the fullness of deity that dwelled in him so that we might be saved. Help us to strive for greater things. Amen.